Touching base once again this morning with Eric Gewiss, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Silver Star. And again, talking about the expanded Fiberhood 2020 fiber expansion project through the Southern Star Valley community. Eric, good morning. Another busy week ahead of Silver Star.
Crazy busy. Good morning to you, Duke.
Well, let's once again start as we normally do, just where crews are working this week around the Southern Star Valley communities.
Well, things are ramping up, and as usual, we're busier than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
That's pretty busy.
It is busy. So this week in Apton, Duke, we'll be finishing fiber splicing on all the streets south of 6th Avenue. We'll be placing vaults on the west side of Washington and working behind the businesses downtown on both sides of Washington. We'll be finishing fiber drops to homes on Twin Cliffs. And we'll be placing main cable plowing on Kennington-Burton Lane. We'll have a vault crew on North Allred Lane, and we'll be plowing drops there as well. And we'll be jetting fiber, essentially putting the fiber in the conduit, on 3rd, 4th, and 5th Streets in Apton. And then elsewhere in Star Valley, the main conduit has been completed in the town of Fairview. Woohoo, that's great news. And the side legs, Crow Creek and Bitter Creek, are being worked on now. In Auburn, we have about 80% of the town done, and we're continuing to work on the rest. This week, we should finish up the town's main conduit and start on Stump Creek. Construction and cleanup is happening along 241, Highway 241, and will begin next week. We'll be walking down the trenches and repairing driveways with road base. We're continuing to plow the main fiber in Smoot and the Cottonwood subdivision, and we're continuing plowing drops on Dry Creek and Happy Valley. And yay, we're actually going to be doing drops and connecting folks with fiber there as well. So that's great news.
Excellent. So things are really coming together again with Eric Gewiss, Director of Marketing and Public Relations with Silver Star. And again, this was all done for a federal CARES grant funding that's paying for the install. But just to clarify, Eric, from what I understand, even if you are a current Silver Star customer, you still have to sign up for this this process to happen, correct? It's not something that just automatically happens if you are a current customer already.
That's right. Thanks for bringing that up, Duke. There seems to be some stragglers out there who think that just because they are existing customers, that we're just coming without any communication with them. But the reality is you really need to go to our website and sign up or give us a call at 883-2411 because we need your permission, written permission, to go on your property to bring the fiber from the street to your house. So if you're waiting for us to come and not communicating with us, please reach out so that we can get you connected. And this is a situation where it's not a build it and we will come situation. We really need your participation.
And as we've talked before, really needs to be done quickly, right? You're hoping to get everyone signed up that wants it by the end of the month, which is just a few days away now.
It is. And, you know, we may have to extend it a little bit if folks aren't getting the information they need to come out and sign up, but please sign up as soon as possible because winter's coming and it's not one of those, we have to finish this by December, so it's not one of those situations where we can wait too much longer.
You know, Eric, you mentioned that you're starting to get to the point where you are actually connecting homes to fiber and start giving them this service to their home. One of the terms you use quite often when we talk to you is you're installing the cable or you're doing a drop to a home. Maybe just real briefly here at the end, tell us what that means when you say a drop to a home. What does that entail?
So what that entails is we have the main fiber cable and conduit that goes along the road, and then near your home you have what's called a vault, which the fiber runs through, and then we take conduit and place it to your home, and we call that a drop. So when we say drop, that means the pathway from the road to your house. And then after that's done and the fiber's installed, then we can turn up service inside of your home.
That's Eric Gewiss, Director of Marketing and Public Relations with Silver Star. You can get more details at silverstar.com. Eric, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Duke. Have a great week.